Yeah, g'day, Ian Bradford, President of the NT Buffalo Council, and you're listening to The Country Hour.
On the program yesterday, I shared with you a tweet from the United Nations. I read it out on the radio, and it fired a lot of you up. A lot of you were not impressed by what the UN had tweeted out. I'll just remind you what that was. It was a tweet from the UN that said, "The meat industry is responsible for more greenhouse gas emissions than the world's biggest oil companies. Meat production contributes to the depletion of water resources and drives deforestation." Well, in news just in, the UN has removed that tweet. It's taken it down. I'm joined now by Travis Tobin. He's the chief executive of the Cattle Council. What do you make of this, Travis?
Well, we welcome the fact they have taken it down. I think the responsible thing to do is really clarifying their position on this, because, as I was saying before, these sorts of unsubstantiated and inaccurate claims, you know, like, let's be frank, agriculture and particularly the grazing industry is really a recycling of carbon as much as anything, whereas, you know, the oil industry is about unlocking carbon that's been stored away in the earth for, you know, 50 million years or more. So it's not even remotely an apples and apples discussion, and putting those sorts of things out there is just not helpful. So while we welcome, you know, the withdrawal of it, I think the responsible thing to do for the UN is to actually clarify their position on this.
This narrative that cattle, livestock are harmful to planet Earth, it's a narrative that's sort of bolted on body groups like your own. What are you doing to try and turn things around and change opinions?
Yeah, it's a tough road, but it's one we just have to keep, you know, forging on. It's about just trying to educate people, I think, Matt, and, you know, reframing the discussion. So, you know, what a lot of people don't know is the cyclical nature of beef production. You know, they don't know that, you know, cattle are grazed on 79% of all the agricultural land in Australia. So, in actual fact, you know, the industry is probably one of the biggest opportunities for a solution. So, you know, conservation organisations themselves will tell you that the greatest opportunities for addressing this issue are sort of within the land sector. And as I said before, the cattle industry is occupying 79% of the agricultural land. So we absolutely are part of the solution. So simplifying things and putting emotive points of view out there like this really don't help anyone.
How different is Australia's cattle industry compared to America's?
Oh, yeah, very different. America is more of a grain-fed finished production system. I can't remember the numbers exactly, but it's 90-something-odd percent or whatever of, you know, really a cookie-cutter type production system where, yeah, as we know, Australia, the vast majority of the 25 million head of cattle are grazed. So there's only usually about 1 million head of cattle on feed at any one time. So the other 24 million are on grass. And, you know, it's just nothing at all like an American production system.
As you and I are talking, just noticing some of the tweets coming through here. Christy says, "Love the UN's work, but they got this tweet seriously wrong. It's good they've deleted it. It's important for us in Australian ag to know our share of state and national emissions and be able to talk about ag's net zero targets and work." That's your job.
And I think we are doing that. You know, as you may be aware, that the industry has committed to aiming for net zero by 2030, so carbon neutral by 2030. There's a lot of research, development, extension work, farming systems approaches, you know, whether it be in methane mitigation, you know, all those sorts of things, improving pastures, whatever it is, there's a lot of work and a lot of effort going in to make sure we do our bit. And if anything, I think the beef industry is leading the way for agriculture on this.